Have you ever walked into a room and felt an instant wave of calm or, conversely, a sense of unease? What if I told you that the arrangement of your furniture, the colors on your walls, and even the plants you choose can dramatically influence your mood and energy? Today, we're unlocking the secrets of feng shui, the ancient art of harmonizing your environment to create a flow of positive energy. Whether you're looking to boost your creativity, enhance your relationships, or simply make your home feel even more inviting, this episode is packed with practical tips and techniques that you can start using right away. So get ready to turn your space into a sanctuary of positivity and balance. Let's go! Happiest day, beautiful soul. Welcome back to The Medium Matters, the podcast where we're all mini mystics learning about the paranormal, the supernatural, and all the things together. And everyone is their very own yin and yang. I'm your host, Chantel, and today we're diving into the fascinating world of feng shui. Stick around as we uncover the secrets of this ancient Chinese practice and learn how to harness its energy-boosting potential in our very own lives. Trust me, by the end of this episode, you will be itching to rearrange your furniture and maybe even buy a few strategically placed houseplants. So let's get this chi flowing, shall we? Let's start with the basics. What exactly is feng shui? Well, the term feng shui literally translates to wind and water in Chinese. Feng shui is an ancient Chinese practice that's all about harmonizing individuals with their surrounding environment. It's based on the idea that our spaces are alive with energy or qi, and that this energy can affect different aspects of our lives, from our health and relationships to our career and wealth. Here's the thing. Whether or not you buy into the spiritual aspects of feng shui, there is no denying that our environment absolutely affects us. Think about it. Have you ever felt more productive in a clean, organized office compared to a cluttered one? Or more relaxed in a bedroom with soft lighting and cozy textures versus one with harsh fluorescent lights and bare walls? That's the essence of feng shui, creating spaces that support and nurture us. Feng shui has been around for thousands of years and is used in architecture, interior design, and even urban planning in many parts of the world. And get this, major corporations like Disney and British Airways have consulted feng shui experts for their projects. So there must be something to it, right? But here's what I love most about feng shui. It's not about following a rigid set of rules or completely overhauling your space. It's really about making mindful choices that really enhance the energy flow in your environment. And the best part, you can start super small and still see huge results. All right, it's time to introduce you to one of the most important tools in feng shui, the Bagua map. So what exactly is a Bagua map? Well, think of it as a feng shui floor plan for your life. The word Bagua means eight areas in Chinese, and that's exactly what this map represents. Eight areas of your life plus a center area, making a total of nine. Picture a square divided into nine sections, so it's three rows, each with three squares. Each of these nine areas corresponds to a different aspect of your life. So starting at the top left corner of the square, we have wealth, followed by fame and reputation, and lastly, relationships. On the second row, from left to right, we have family, followed by health, and then children and creativity. On the third and final row, from left to right, we have knowledge and self-cultivation, career and life path, and lastly, helpful people and travels. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. In feng shui, we overlay this Bagua map onto the floor plan of our own home or a specific room. The entrance to your space always aligns with either the knowledge, career, or helpful people areas of the Bagua map. Now, you might say, my home isn't a perfect square. And to that I say, no worries, my friend. The Bagua is super flexible. You can stretch or compress it to fit any shape of room or home. The important thing is to maintain the relative positions of each area. So why is this map so crucial? Well, it helps you identify which areas of your home correspond to different aspects of your life. This in turn allows you to focus your feng shui efforts where they're needed the most. For example, if you're looking to, let's say, boost your career, you might pay special attention to the career area of your home. Or if you're hoping to improve your relationships, you'd focus on the relationship area. It's like having this super special roadmap for your life goals right there in your very own living space. But here's a word of caution. Don't get too caught up in perfect alignment with everything. Feng Shui is all about balance and harmony, not stress and perfection. Use the Bagua as a guide, not a strict rule book. Let's hit pause on this one for a quick reminder. Monday, August 4th is New Moon in Leo. Make sure you're hanging with me on Instagram because I will be sharing some New Moon magic over there. Let's make sure you are New Moon ready. Now, back to our show. So let's add another layer to our Feng Shui foundation by exploring the five elements. In Feng Shui, everything in the universe can be broken down into five elements: wood, fire, earth, metal, and water. These elements are more about energy and characteristics than literal interpretations. So let's break them down. Wood represents growth, vitality, and expansion, and is associated with the color green and rectangular shapes. Fire symbolizes passion, energy, and transformation, and it's associated with the color red and triangular shapes. Earth symbolizes stability, nourishment, and grounding. Earth is associated with the color yellow and square shapes. Metal represents clarity, precision, and efficiency. Its color is white or metallic and is circular in shape. Water symbolizes flow, abundance, and wisdom. It's associated with blue or black, and it is wavy in shapes. Now, here's where things get interesting. Each area of the Bagua map we talked about earlier is associated with one or more of these elements. Going back to our Bagua map, let's incorporate the elements and colors to get a clearer picture, if you will. So starting at the top left corner of the Bagua map, or the square, we have the wealth area. This is the wood element. It's purple in color, and it faces southeast or the rear left of your home or space. Next up is fame and reputation. The element is fire. The color is red. This area faces south, or it's the middle rear of your space or home. Next is relationships. The element for this one is earth. The color is pink. Its direction is southwest or rear right. Moving on to the second row of our Bagua map and working from left to right, we have family, which is the wood element. The color is green. Its direction is east or middle left. Next up, we have health. Its element is earth. The color is yellow, and it is in the very center of our Bagua map. Lastly, we have children and creativity. This area's element is metal. Its colors are white and pastels. Its direction is west or the middle right. On our third and final row, from left to right, we have knowledge and self-cultivation. This area's element is earth, the color is teal, and the direction is northeast or front left. Next is career and life path. Its element is water, its colors are black and indigo, and its direction is north or front door. Lastly, we have helpful people and travel. Its element is metal, its color is gray, and its direction is northwest or front right. But wait, there's more. These elements interact with each other in very specific ways. While some elements support each other, some can actually weaken each other, and others are neutral. It's like an energetic game of rock, paper, scissors, if you will. So here's a quick rundown. Wood feeds fire. Fire creates earth. Think of ash. Earth produces metal. Metal holds water. Water nourishes wood. And on the flip side of all of that, wood draws from earth, earth stops or dams water, water extinguishes fire, fire melts metal, and metal chops wood. If it sounds complicated, don't worry. You don't need to memorize any of this. The key is really to understand that balance is crucial. You want to have a harmonious mix of all five elements in your space. So how do you incorporate these elements into your home? Listen, it is easier than you might think. Here are some ideas. For the wood element, you could add house plants, wooden furniture, or even green accessories. For fire, I feel like this one's a little easier. Think candles, warm lights, and even red decor. For the earth element, you can bring in ceramics, landscape photos, or yellow or brown tones. For metal, you can include metal frames, wider gray colors, or round shapes. And for water, you could add small water features like a fountain. You can even add mirrors or blue and black accents. Just remember, sometimes a small touch is all you need to bring an element into balance. And here's a tip. If you feel like a room has too much of one element, try adding the element that weakens it. So for example, if a room feels too fiery, add some water elements to cool it down. So according to feng shui principles, the energy or qi of a space can be influenced in several ways. First, there's flow of energy. Feng shui is all about creating an unobstructed flow of positive energy throughout a space. So blocked doors or cluttered spaces can definitely crush this flow. Next is the placement of objects. So the positioning of furniture and objects is really important. For example, beds and desks should be placed in a commanding position where you can see the door, but you're not directly in line with the door, if you know what I mean. Next is balance of elements. So use the five elements in harmonious ways. Remember, water feeds fire, fire creates earth, earth produces metal, metal holds water, and water nourishes wood. Next up is the use of colors. So use different colors to influence the energy of your space. For example, a lot of red in a bedroom might bring some passion, but it's going to be hell trying to sleep in there. So just keep that in mind when you're using your colors and choosing your colors. Next up is natural elements. So incorporating natural elements like plants, natural light, and water features can definitely enhance some positive energy. Decluttering is another one. Removing excess clutter is seen as important for allowing energy to flow freely. Next is the layout and design, which your layout, the overall layout, can definitely impact your energy flow. So make sure the placement of your furniture leaves for clear pathways, etc. Connection to nature is another one. So in feng shui, there is an emphasis on creating harmony between people and their environment, and this often happens by incorporating the natural elements. Lastly is intention. So set the intention for your space and make sure your energy matches to ensure you create the space of your dreams. So now that we've talked about the Bagua map and the five elements, it's time to learn how to assess the energy in our spaces. So first things first, remember to trust your instincts. You know that feeling you get when you walk into a room and it just feels off? Or when you enter a space and immediately feel at ease? That's your intuition picking up on the energy of the space. In feng shui, it's called qi. So how do we become more attuned to this qi? Here are a few tips. First, the pause and feel method. When you enter a room, pause for a moment. Close your eyes if you feel comfortable doing so, and try to identify what sensations you notice in your body. Do you feel tense? Do you feel relaxed? Do you feel energized or drained? These physical responses can give you clues about the energy of the space. Next up is the flow test. Walk through your space and notice if there are any areas where you naturally want to linger, and others where you feel the urge to move quickly through. Areas with good qi flow will feel inviting, while areas with stagnant qi might feel uncomfortable and even uninviting. Next is the clutter check. Clutter is a huge no-no in feng shui because it blocks the flow of qi and can make a space feel very chaotic. So take note of areas where clutter tends to accumulate. These might be energy hotspots that need immediate attention. Next is the light assessment. Take notice of the quality of light in different areas of your space. Are there dark corners or overly bright spots? Balanced lighting is key to good feng shui energy. The plant test. So if you have houseplants, pay attention to how they're doing in different areas. Plants are very sensitive to energy and can often indicate where qi is flowing well or where it's stagnant. Now, let's talk about some common feng shui red flags that you should watch out for. So one is sharp corners pointing towards seated areas or beds. These sharp corners are known as poison arrows. Next would be mirrors facing the bed or the front door. The other would be mirrors facing each other, cluttered or blocked entryways or pathways. Another red flag is exposed beams over seating areas or beds. Another red flag is dead or dying plants. And another you could consider is broken or non-functioning items. So if you spot any of these in your space, don't panic. We will talk remedies soon. Now, I have a fun exercise that you can try. So create an energy map of your space. Draw a rough floor plan of your home or a room. Then, using different colors or symbols, Mark areas that feel energizing, calming, stagnant, or even uncomfortable. These visual representations can help you identify patterns and areas that need your attention. And remember, it's just a fun exercise. It should not cause you any anxiety. And if it does, let's just scrap it. No problem. Just remember that the goal isn't to achieve perfection. It's just about creating a space that supports and nurtures you. And sometimes small changes can make the biggest difference. So I'm pretty sure I talked about this in a previous episode, but when the pandemic started, like a lot of people, I started working from home. And we were working intense hours for months at a time. I mean, days and days and days. And, you know, you've probably heard the story. And if you haven't, I can catch you up another time. All of that to say, our home office was feeling very cluttered energetically. I didn't love being in there. We were also, you know, very tired and working a lot. But anytime a new day was starting and I needed to get into the office, I felt very anxious, and I just, you know, as a whole was just not feeling happy. It occurred to me that what I needed to do was to start closing off the energy. So every evening when my day was done, or whatever time my day was done, I would close things down. I would either completely shut down my laptop, or I would just lock everything so the screen would go black. I would close up all of my notebooks, close my pens, put away my post-its or turn them over. I would clean off my work surface as much as I could, and I made sure to push my chair in. This created an energetic shutdown or a locking of the doors, or like, we are closed for the day type of situation, and it helped significantly. And this way, when I came in to start a brand new day the very next day, things felt fresh. And when I pulled out my chair and I turned on my laptop and I opened my planner or my notebooks or brought out my pens, my post-it pads, whatever it was, everything felt fresh and like I was starting with a brand new clean slate, and it was magnificent. It made such an incredible difference. The actual space felt lighter and brighter. I mean, I cannot tell you where this inspiration came from. Was it guides? Was it my own genius? I have no idea. I am inclined to think it was not my own genius, but that is for another time. But it's little things like that that you may not think about right away. But when you are going through your space, working through your Bagua map, take notice of those areas that just don't feel very comfortable. Try to figure out what's going on. Is it too heavy in an element, too heavy in a color, or whatever the case? One of the other areas that I took notice of is our refrigerator. So energetically speaking, I try to pay attention in our home. If there's a dead fly on the floor, I try not to let him sit there for too long, you know, clean it up, put him in the trash or whatever the case may be. In our refrigerator specifically, I really try to make a point of going through there on a regular basis. We work really hard to eat all of our food, but sometimes something gets lost in the back or, you know, way under the lettuce and stuff in your crisper drawer, and something goes bad. I work really hard to make sure that the energy is constantly clean and free-flowing in our refrigerator, so the food in there is fresh, nothing is spoiled, because I do feel like rotten food can have that element where it will block energy flow. I also really try to put good energy into our refrigerator, and if I need to say little prayers over it or smudge it or whatever, you know, cast little loving healing spells, I will do that too. But I am just a huge believer in energy, and having energy like that where things are rotting in the fridge or rotting in the trash can, I've always felt like that's a really great way to mess things up or to halt the good energy. So I try to pay very close attention to that stuff. But overall, I really encourage you to just become an energy detective in your very own space and figure out what's going on. So now that we've learned how to assess the energy in our spaces, it's time to talk about how to fix any imbalances we find. So let's start with some general feng shui principles that can really improve the energy in any space. So we've talked about this one already, and it is clearing the clutter. So this is probably one of the most, if not the most important feng shui tip. Clutter just blocks the flow of qi and can really make us feel stressed and overwhelmed. Think about trying to sleep in a space that's cluttered like your bedroom. If you have piles of clothes everywhere, stacks of paper, the TV is blaring, that's a really tough environment to try to rest your body in and to rejuvenate your body in. So when you're thinking about clutter, start by decluttering one small area at a time. And just remember that every single item in your space should either be functional and or bring you joy. Next, let's talk about light. So good lighting is very crucial in feng shui. Make sure you open your curtains to let in natural light. If you have dark corners, add lamps or candles to add some brightness. I know we've talked about natural light in other episodes in the past, and I am just a huge proponent of letting in natural light, especially on those beautiful sunny days where I just want that sunlight to come in and burn off anything that just needs to go. So I always think of natural light in that way, even on a cloudy day. I love that natural light coming in. I love to see all of the corners illuminated. And of course, I don't have a lamp in every corner because who has the time for that or the number of outlets, but you know what I mean. So light those babies up. Another tip is to bring in nature. So plants are a powerful feng shui tool. They purify the air and they bring vibrant life force into your space. If you don't have a green thumb, even pictures will help. So put up artwork that has plants and trees or whatever on it, but just bringing in some of that beautiful nature. Next up is colors. So making sure that you are using your colors wisely. Colors have different energies in feng shui. For example, red is energizing, blue is calming, and green promotes growth. So use your colors intentionally to create the energy that you want to create in your own space. Round off sharp corners. Remember those poison arrows we talked about? Soften them by placing a plant or something soft, like soft furnishings, in front of them to cover them up. Now, let's address some specific feng shui challenges and their potential fixes. So one problem could be cluttered or narrow entryways. So your entryway sets the tone for your entire house. Keep it clear and welcoming. You could add a mirror to visually expand the space, and you could even include a plant or a beautiful piece of art to create some great first impressions. This would also be a great place to do your gallery wall where you have a lot of family pictures up. I love that idea because I love walking in the front door and seeing the faces of all of my favorite people. Another potential problem, your bedroom mirror facing your bed. In feng shui, this is believed to disturb sleep and relationship harmony. So the easy fix, if you don't want to remove your mirror, which you could absolutely do, is to just cover it at night, put something in front of it. So exposed beams are thought to create a pressing or heavy energy. So you could try hanging fabric or installing a canopy over your bed to help soften the effect. One of the other problems you may face is that in your home office, perhaps your back faces the door. So that is the case in my home office where my back does face the door, and I actually did not know that was a feng shui no-no. So here's the thing with that. It creates a vulnerability. One of the recommendations is that you can rearrange your desk so that you can see the door. And when you are doing that, make sure that according to feng shui recommendations, it is not directly in front of the door. But if you cannot move your desk, then you could place a small mirror on your desk or on the wall immediately in front of your desk so that you can see the reflection of the door. Another potential problem is stagnant energy in a room. For this, you could use wind chimes or a small fan to keep the energy circulating. You could also smudge the room with sage or Palo Santo to clear any negative energy. And if you know, you know, that is my favorite, to do smudging. I love it so much. I don't know if it's the actual act of smudging and clearing out the negative energy or if it's the smell, because I love the smell of sage. And now I am a huge fan of the smell of Palo Santo, but that's for another conversation. All right, another potential problem could be bathroom or kitchen that are directly above the bedroom. So it's considered unlucky because it can drain your energy. A fix for this is to place a crystal or a heavy rug in the bedroom to symbolically support the ceiling. Isn't that crazy? Here is the important thing to remember. While these fixes can be helpful, the most powerful feng shui tool is your intention, as always. I think like everything we talk about, intention is key. So as you make your changes to your space, remember to focus on your goals and the energy you want to cultivate. Your mindset and beliefs play such a huge role in shaping your environment's energy. And remember again that feng shui is not about perfection. It's really about creating a space that feels so good to you. If a traditional feng shui recommendation just doesn't resonate with you, just trust your instincts. Your home should definitely be a reflection of you and what makes you happy. A few years ago for me, I started incorporating houseplants. So I have never had a green thumb. I just haven't. I've had plants in my lifetime and those plants are not here to tell their success story, sadly. But suddenly, a few years ago, I think I started buying houseplants in like 2019 or 2020. I don't remember. And I started with one and then I got another and I don't know what I'm up to now. It's nothing crazy. I would like it to be crazy, but it's not. But here's the thing. I don't know what happened along the way. If I just kind of reached a place where my energy was good and calm and just ready to be a plant mom. But my plants are doing well, they're thriving, and it's really interesting because my mother-in-law is always complimenting the health of my plants, and she is always telling me that the health of plants, their appearance, and how well they're doing is a direct representation of the energy of the home, and it always makes me so happy when she says that because they are doing well, and I just love it. I love being a plant mom. I love their success. I love to see them grow. And when she says things like that, I'm like, yes, my sage is working. You know, with all of this, I encourage you to start with one area and something that maybe feels off and try some of these feng shui fixes. You would be amazed at how even like the smallest adjustment can make such a huge shift in the energy. Before we keep going, I want to remind you that we have a newsletter just for you. If you like moon magic, tips for the seasons, and all the mystical things, then head over to our site at themediummatters.com/newsletter and sign up for our absolutely free monthly newsletter. Now, back to the show. When implementing feng shui, a lot of people unknowingly make common mistakes that can really hinder the positive energy flow that they are trying to achieve. So here are some of the most prevalent pitfalls to avoid. Blocked doors. Doors are crucial in feng shui because they serve as the entry points for energy. So if doors cannot fully open because of clutter or furniture, it really restricts the flow of positive energy that's coming into your home. For this, just make sure that all of the doors can swing open at least 90 degrees and that there are no obstacles blocking them. Next up is broken objects. Keeping broken or damaged objects in your home can really create energy blockages and contribute to a sense of stagnation. This includes anything from a broken doorbell to dead plants. Even, remember I said, rotting food in your refrigerator. So it's important to repair or just get rid of the items that no longer serve a purpose to make sure that you're keeping that beautiful, vibrant energy flowing in your space. Next would be too much clutter. So clutter has come up a lot. I don't know if clutter is a problem in everyone's home. I know I have a clutter drawer. There are closets that maybe have things that need to go, but you know, another conversation for another time. But clutter doesn't just take up the physical space, but also mental space, which can lead to stress and distraction. Overstuffed closets and surfaces can definitely block energy flow and create a sense of chaos. So regularly decluttering and organizing your space is crucial for maintaining good feng shui. Next would be improper furniture placement. So furniture arrangement plays a significant role in feng shui. Common mistakes include placing furniture in a way that blocks pathways or facing a desk towards a wall rather than a door. Like ideally, your bed and desk should be positioned to allow you to see the entrance while not being directly in line with it, which that would promote a sense of security and also awareness. Another thing would be storing items under your bed. This was huge when I was growing up. We didn't live in large spaces, and so we had to utilize everything. And for that, we did use our under bed area for storage. And I think a lot of people do this. But when you do this, apparently you can disrupt the flow of energy while you sleep. Who the heck knew? Maybe that's why I'm not a great sleeper these days. In any event, it's really best to keep this area clean because it's going to allow for better air circulation and restful sleep. Dirty windows. I am guilty of this. Windows symbolize clarity and perspective in feng shui, and dirty windows can block light and create a sense of stagnation. So regularly cleaning your windows will absolutely allow for more light to enter your home, which can uplift the energy within. And that is important, not just for the energy in your home, but also for your plants, which I have learned along the way. All right, so another thing to consider is hanging artwork too low. I did not know this one either. Artwork and mirrors should be hung at eye level because low-hanging pieces can bring down the energy of a room and may reflect negative feelings. Who knew? So hang them at eye level. Another is placing mirrors opposite the front door. So placing a mirror opposite the front door can cause the good energy to bounce right back outside instead of coming into your beautiful home. So if you need to keep a mirror in that position, try to think of a way to place something decorative in front of it to soften that impact. One of the other tips is choosing the right plants. Plants are absolutely beneficial for bringing life into a space, but you want to be careful. I learned about this a long time ago from Sophie when we were talking about plants, and specifically things that are sharp and spiky like a cactus. So these are great for creating defensive energy, for blocking things that need to be blocked, but they could also block out the good stuff. So just like having a mirror in front of the door, you just want to choose the right plant for the right area and for the right job. So now that we've covered some general fixes, let's dive into specific tips for different rooms in your home. Each space has its own unique energy needs, and feng shui can help you create harmony and balance in every area. For the living room, this is often the heart of the home where we gather with family and friends. So to create a welcoming and harmonious living room, arrange your furniture to encourage conversation and connection. Avoid placing furniture with its back to the door because this can create a sense of separation. You could also add soft lighting, comfortable seating, and elements from the five feng shui elements to create a more balanced space, if you will. Next, let's talk about the bedroom. This, ideally, is your sanctuary. It is for rest and rejuvenation. Make sure in your bedroom you are keeping the energy calm and soothing by using soft neutral colors and avoiding electronics whenever possible. Position your bed so that you can see the door, but you're not directly in line with the door. And if you need to, use blackout curtains to make sure you're getting a really good night's sleep, and add elements like soft bedding and calming artwork and plants to enhance your energy. Let's talk about the kitchen, which is one of my favorite spaces. The kitchen is the heart of nourishment and health. Keep it clean and clutter-free to promote good energy flow. Make sure you use bright, warm colors to create a lively and inviting atmosphere, and keep your stove in good working order because, I didn't know this, it is considered the source of your home's prosperity. Who knew? Another tip is you can add fresh herbs or a bowl of fruit to symbolize abundance and vitality. Moving on to the bathroom. Bathrooms can be tricky because they're associated with draining energy. Keep the bathroom door closed and the toilet lid down to minimize energy loss. Use mirrors to expand the space and add plants or artwork to bring in positive energy. Keep the bathroom clean and well ventilated to maintain good chi. Moving into the home office, this is your space for productivity and focus. Position your desk so you can see the door, but avoid sitting directly in line with the door. Use bright lighting and keep your workspace organized to promote clarity and efficiency. You could also do things like add a vision board or inspirational quotes to keep you motivated. Let's move into the dining room. So this is another space of nourishment and connection. Try to use a round or oval dining table to promote equality and conversation. You could also add warm lighting and elements like candles or fresh flowers to create a very welcoming atmosphere. The entryway. So as we discussed earlier, entryways set the tone for your entire house. Keep it clear and welcoming. Add elements like a mirror, plants, or artwork to create a positive first impression. And make sure the area is well lit and free of clutter to allow good energy to flow into your home. Next up, let's talk about how to use feng shui to support your life goals. Whether you're looking to improve your health, boost your career, enhance your relationships, or attract more abundance, feng shui can definitely help you create the right environment to support your aspirations. To promote good health, focus on the center area of your home, which corresponds to the health area on the Bagua map. Keep this area clean and clutter-free, and add elements like plants, fresh flowers, or a bowl of fruit to symbolize vitality. To boost your career, focus on the career area of your home, which is typically located near the front entrance. Keep this area well-lit and free of clutter. You could also add elements like water features, a mirror, or artwork that represents your career goals. Relationships. To enhance your relationships, focus on the relationship area of your home, which is typically located in the far right corner from the entrance. Use pairs of items like two candles or two pieces of artwork to symbolize partnership. To add more abundance, focus on the wealth area of your home, which is typically located in the far left corner from the entrance. Make sure you keep this area clean and clutter-free, and add elements like a money plant, a bowl of coins, or a small water feature to symbolize abundance. To support your personal growth, focus on the knowledge area of your home, which is typically located in the near left corner from the entrance. Create a quiet and inspiring space for study and meditation by adding elements like books, artwork, or a comfortable chair to encourage learning and self-reflection. To strengthen family bonds, focus on the family area of your home, which is typically located in the middle left side from the entrance. You can try adding elements like family photos, artwork, or plants to create a nurturing and supportive energy. To enhance your reputation and visibility, try focusing on the fame area of your home, which is typically located in the middle backside from the entrance. You could try adding elements like bright lighting, artwork that represents your achievements, or a red accent wall to create a vibrant and energizing space. And just remember, the key to using feng shui for life goals is to set clear intentions and make mindful adjustments to your space. And as you make changes, focus on your goals and visualize the positive energy flowing right into your beautiful life. And there you have it, mini mystics, the basics of feng shui for positive energy flow. I really hope you found this episode enlightening and inspiring. Feng shui is all about creating a harmonious and balanced environment that supports your well-being and your goals. Start small, trust your instincts, and enjoy the process of transforming your beautiful space. If you enjoyed this episode, and I really hope that you did, please follow for more and share it with the ones you like and love, because sharing is caring. Send us your spooky stories and questions on Instagram, Facebook, or via email at hello@themediamatters.com. Head over to themediamatters.com to join our free newsletter, where we talk about upcoming moon cycles, rituals for the seasons, everyday magic, and more. Until next time, this is Chantel with The Media Matters, reminding you to keep the chi flowing and to stay balanced. See you next time.